I've always been fascinated by anything to do with the brain, how it worked or how everybody didn't know how it didn't work. And from there, I went on to do a PhD. So I think it stemmed from a real curiosity about how the body works. I'm Áine Behan and I'm CEO of Cortex. And at Cortex, what we're doing is we're combining neuroscience with technology to create fun, healthy gaming to improve attention deficit in kids, particularly those with ADHD. So most of the people that I work with are children, or I'm working with the parents of kids with attention deficit disorders or specifically diagnosed with ADHD. And I suppose the main frustration is the impact it has on the family. The frustration around kids not being able to hold their attention long enough to tie their shoelaces or to engage in something as simple as playing in a playground and making friends, very simple social skills. So it has a huge impact on the livelihood of the child, but also the frustration on the parents or the carers around them.
And your current area is neurofeedback. So how would you define neurofeedback?
It is a tool to give people to improve their brain function. So what you do is you're using brainwaves to retrain the brain so that for that person it will allow them to perform certain actions or certain functions more efficiently. So long story short, what you're doing is you're modifying behaviour by retraining the brain's brainwaves. And studies have shown that neurofeedback can elicit an improvement in focus for 6 months, for up to a year, and in some individuals, parent-reported scales that come back and say that it's transformed their child by measuring simple things like how they do their homework and how they transfer skill sets of focus into other tasks.
So with your company Cortex, you develop both the software and the hardware to carry out neurofeedback.
So what we do is we have a game that a child can engage and play with. Very easy sell to get them to wear the headset because it looks very futuristic and funky, and they love the idea of using their brain to be able to control or elicit a change in something. But the big driving force behind what we're doing is we're using science-backed research to improve or modify behavior in kids with attention difficulties. And the kids are doing it and getting the rewards delivered through gaming.
Now, the idea of brain training and enhancement and obviously is closely related to the idea of intelligence. How would you characterize intelligence, or do you think it's even a useful concept?
I personally define intelligence as the ability of a person to learn, to get that knowledge and to be able to apply those skills effectively. Nowadays, IQ is often thrown around as a measure of intelligence. I do agree it's a very useful tool to measure some aspects of intelligence, but it's not the be-all and end-all. And there's a broad spectrum of different cognitive skills that you can use to define intelligence. I think that it can be used in the incorrect sense in many ways, but I do believe that intelligence can be a valuable metric in certain areas of science. Particularly, you can use tests like IQ to differentiate between how a person is performing in a class and ruling out certain disorders and different conditions. So there's valuable evidence of using different things in different areas. But intelligence is a good metric when it's used correctly and not as a judgment term.